Representative Jamal Bowman throws staffer under the bus for Nazi controversy and bizarre non-apology. By Bradley J. on October 2, 2023. Representative Jamal Bowman, DNY, issued a defiant statement Monday blaming a staff member for referencing Nazi Republicans in a talking points memo sent by his office to every Democrat House member. Bowman's memo urged his colleagues to come to his defense after he reportedly pulled a fire alarm in the Capitol complex Saturday to delay a vote to prevent a government shutdown. The Brooklyn congressman's bizarre non-apology acknowledged the inappropriate usage of the term, which he claimed was used without his consent, while specifying the instances in which the term should be used. "I just became aware that in our messaging guidance, there was inappropriate use of the term Nazi without my consent," Bowman, or his staffer, tweeted from his official account. "I condemn the use of the term Nazi out of its precise definition. It is important to specify the term Nazi to refer to members of the Nazi Party and neo-Nazis." The embattled lawmaker, by throwing his staffer under the bus, seemed to suggest that the memo was sent without his consent. Bowman has called Democratic colleagues insisting that he did not approve the statement, according to Politico. Bowman has hurled the charge term at his opponents before. In March, the congressman called political commentator Michael Knowles a Nazi hell-bent on keeping only white men alive and in power for his opposition to transgenderism. The congressman continues to insist he pulled the fire alarm either by accident or because he thought the switch would open the door. Claims discredited by exclusive Breitbart News reporting that Bowman threw to the ground two signs warning that the doors were for emergency use only before running to another floor to exit the building. Follow Bradley J on Twitter at @BradleyJ.